Today's episode of Rob is a Podcast is sponsored by Blue Apron. Now, you can admit it, you don't want to go to the grocery store and do all of that work to get some boring dinner on the table. That's why Blue Apron is here, because Blue Apron is going to send you all the ingredients you need to make some really exciting dinners with farm fresh ingredients and step-by-step instructions to create healthy, handcrafted meals at home. For less than $10 a meal, Blue Apron is going to send you fresh ingredients, perfectly proportioned, so you're not wasting anything to make cooking really easy and fun without all those trips to the grocery store. It's perfect for date night, cooking with friends, or even other family with kid-friendly ingredients, so the whole family can eat well together. So for 500 to 700 calories per serving, you'll always have something new and fun to be eating. This week, here's what's on the menu for Blue Apron. You can get Southern-style burgers with green tomato chow chow and roasted baby potatoes, or for our vegetarians, calzones with butternut squash, kale, and spicy tomato sauce. You could be getting your first two meals on Blue Apron on us by going to blueapron.com/RHAP. It's the better way to cook. Go to blueapron.com/RHAP. It's our treat. The first two meals are on us when you go to blueapron.com/RHAP. Hey, everybody, what's going on? Welcome back to the Tyson Hour. I'm Rob Sisson. Here's Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
I'm great. Do I wait till before or after that bell usually to, what should I do?
Oh, you just wait for me to stop talking and then you start talking.
Oh, because I know the bell is coming.
Yes.
So sometimes I wait, but if you're on it a little slow, there's an awkward pause.
Oh, I think that's fine. I think it's not that loud. I don't think it would drown you out or anything like that.
I just maybe should focus on talking louder.
Yes. Well, Tyson and I are coming off of what a whirlwind weekend. We were up in San Francisco having so much fun. We got to go to Blab headquarters. We participated in the first ever Blab on the Bay. Or was it Blab on the Bay or in the Bay?
Blab in the Bay.
Well, we weren't literally like in the water.
Yeah, but I think San Francisco is considered the Bay.
I think it's the Bay Area. Are you in the Bay?
No, San Francisco is the Bay. The Bay Area is the surrounding cities and villages.
So when you're in San Francisco, you're in the Bay?
Jonas was removed as co-host.
Oh, no.
On purpose or on accident?
Love you, Bay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. Right. So anyways, I think San Francisco is the Bay.
It's the city by the bay. That's what Coach's Beard is.
Okay, the city by the bay. Fine, yeah, I guess. But Blab in the Bay, it worked out well.
Okay, good.
Blab by the Bay, I don't think would have worked. But I understood both.
Yeah, so we were up in San Francisco. We did a show up on Saturday night. A lot of people were wondering, is that going to be the podcast? We said, let's play it by ear. And it was a great show. Lots of fun there. But I feel like for the podcast, I feel like needs to be a little bit more. We need to make sure what we're doing works for the podcast. So that's what this show is today. The official recording of the podcast for the week.
Ding. Yeah, we had a lot of fun. What was your favorite part, Rob?
Oh, I think that getting to hang out with Tyson the whole time, I think was my favorite part.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Nice. Even with all the... even with all the Blab people watching, that's what you're going
to
go with.
I mean, well, going to go to see Blab was really, that was very impressive. I think I have not been shy about saying like how impressed I was. Because again, we don't know. We just see these people online. You don't know if it's like they're working out of like a garage or like some fly-by-night operation like what I have over here. But I was very impressed. It was a very legit office and everything that they have. Really very impressed with the setup over there.
So hypothetical.
Yeah. I don't know how anybody actually gets work done there.
Let's say that they were just working out of a garage. Would you have liked them as much?
No, I would not have liked them as much. I would have said, okay, well, this is something. You know, they got a garage going. Maybe one day they'll get an office, and then that office will have like a bar and a kitchen and like a sword and like cool stuff.
Yeah, they had a sword there.
Yeah, and a ping pong table. I said, okay, well, maybe one day they'll get there. But no, it seems like they've already gotten there. So really impressive.
Yeah, that's really great.
Yes.
It was a lot of fun.
So Tyson, before we get into talking about the news and everything, you know, I feel like we've been sort of like in a sort of like a weird in between, like limbo for the last couple of weeks with this show. I've been calling it the Tyson Hour, but I feel like that has been sort of a, as much as that is a great name for a man and a podcast, yes, I feel like that's been sort of like a Band-Aid sort of temporary name for the show.
Yeah, it's definitely a temporary name. So do we have an official name now?
Well, I wanted to pitch you on a name for the show. Okay.
Okay.
Because we're always talking about the news and I want the new name for the show to be somewhat descriptive. So, you know, we're always talking about like life, but also sort of the, you know, odd news that's happening, like the really important news that really isn't getting enough coverage in the mainstream media, but the kind of stuff that people are talking about on the internet here with us. And so I really think it's very important that we have the word news in the title.
Correct.
Okay. And I think that it's news that people think is unbelievable, but is actually true. So I think it's just some sort of like news actually factual or some sort of news actual factual.
Actually factually news?
Yeah,
oh, yeah. News actually factually. Let's just shorten it.
Well, is it too long? That's the only thing I'm worried about, that it's too long.
Yeah. Actual factual. I like that because it rhymes. But what if we just did AF?
Like yeah. News okay. AF. So like use the abbreviation for actual factual.
Yeah.
Okay. So news. So what is it? What is it? Let me just make sure we get the name. So you're saying, so it's news AF?
News AF.
Okay.
News actual factual.
Okay. That's great. All right. So we'll make that. That doesn't seem like that's a problem for anything. No. So,
yeah,
so
I think everybody will get that.
And everybody will understand. We're talking about news actual factual.
Correct.
All right. Great. All right, so why don't we get into the news? So this is going to be the last episode of Spicen Hour, Tyson Hour, Bryson Hour. This is the last episode of that. And then next week, we will start the new podcast feed, News AF, to keep it short, because it's a Twitter world.
Yeah, people don't want to see actual factual written out.
Yes. Yeah, that's too long. We probably can't get, you know, Twitter handle or anything like that. And then we'll keep that short and people will know what that will mean. That's for news. That's actual factual.
Correct.
Okay. Okay. All right. Let's get Danny on the line and let's start talking about some of the news that's going on this week. And thanks to everybody. All we've got a good live show audience here today on Blab. Danny, good morning.
Oh, we're both wearing hats.
I'm wearing a hat to tame this mane.
Here is the great Danny Bryson.
Yeah, from my bolt hole bunker. I changed the name because Rob didn't seem so pleased with the other term for my bunker.
He didn't like spunk bunker.
What are you calling it? The boat hold bunker?
Bolt hole, as in like bolt on
bolt
the door.
Hole.
Bolt hole bunker.
Bolt hole?
Yes. It bunker. Doesn't sound like, if I say it really fast, it sounds like something on bolt hole.
Yeah.
But it's a bolt hole bunker.
All right, so here we go. Danny, how you doing?
I am doing great.
Okay.
Guys, I'm glad that you're not distracted and you're looking me in the eye digitally.
Yeah, from instead of last time when we were having like,
you guys were having,
I mean,
so
there was
much
like 20,000 people there.
Yeah, screaming people and just really, you know, really exciting. So we did the show on Saturday night and we did a live show. But yeah, it was very hard to, because the people that were in the room couldn't hear Danny.
What a shame.
So we could hear you. So then like when you were talking, like the people that were standing in front of us sort of just like looked at us with like blank faces, and there was a lot of like trying to repeat what you said so the people who were there could laugh.
But you'll never be able to repeat it as well as I said.
Right.
That's a problem.
Yeah, lots of inside jokes. People missed out on all of your humor, but also, it was wasted completely.
It was weird looking at you two looking at each other.
Yeah, because we were both like,
look the other way, Rob.
Yeah,
like this that. One? See, yeah. It was like that the whole time, which is strange in this format.
Yeah.
So when I do this, I'm actually on from my end looking away from Rob.
No, right now you're looking at his neck, the nape of his neck.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tyson's a big nape of the neck guy.
Yeah, it's his favorite part of the body.
Yeah, yeah. It is one of my favorite parts. And the small of the back.
Yes.
Yeah. But we did have a good time on Saturday night at the Blab. Did we ever decide if it was Blab at the Bay?
It was Blab in the Bay.
Okay.
I think I saw pictures of the sign that they made. And it said Blab in the Bay.
Okay, so we had a very fun time. Lots of people who listened to the podcast came out. We got to meet a lot of great people. back there on Saturday night. So I hope we're not making you too jealous, Danny.
I was a little jealous, kind of
Danny,
hurt.
One of our friends there made Rachel and I a crocheted baby mermaid tail blanket.
Oh, that's hip.
A mermaid tail blanket. What is it like? Fish scales?
No, it's just a regular knitted blanket shaped into a mermaid tail. So when you put it on the baby, it looks like she has a mermaid tail.
Did they listen to the mermaid tail podcast that you guys did? Were you talking about the mermaids in the tank? Remember?
Yes, I'm wondering
if that was the connection.
Yeah, that could be it.
Yeah.
Because I like mermaids. Yeah. I like the ugly mermaids, like the ones that look like a half monkey. And you're like, yeah, but if there were mermaids, that's really what they would probably look like.
Hey, hold on. What are you talking about?
What mermaid looks like a half monkey?
Didn't you hear about that guy that did the hoax like 50, 60 years ago or more?
No.
I don't read news that far back.
So he took the upper half of a monkey, like some gross little monkey, and sewed it to the...
Whoa. What is this back. like human centipede type stuff?
No, it was dead. It was dead. And then he claimed that he found it washed up on shore. And it was like this little monkey, like with like the back end of like a sea bass sewed to it.
And this got national attention story.
Yes, dude.
This was 50 years ago.
In the Weekly World News?
No, this was, the most reliable news source of the 80s.
Issue one of the Weekly World News was half monkey, half fish found.
Let me look.
Wow. This better be actually factual news, Tyson, or we're going to lose our credibility already.
I love actual factual.
Yes. Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah, but it's long. It's long, so we probably have to just abbreviate that.
Yeah.
Now, that Dan in the chat room is saying that P.T. Barnum, was this part of the circus?
Tyson's investigating.
Look, I'm investigating right now.
Yeah. His eyes.
All right.
Well, I can see some.
While Tyson is investigating that, let me just ask quickly, because it is the end of October. Tyson is pointing to a pictures of the half monkey, half fish merman
with some blonde afro on it.
hair.
They got the troll hair off of one of those troll dolls because that was a popular toy at the time when this hoax was perpetuated.
I would never go swimming if that actually lived in the ocean.
Yeah, I know. With the hands, like it could grab you. Yuck.
Yeah. Speaking of mermaids and gross things, so Halloween is around the corner. Are you guys, either of you guys, going to be dressing up and have a Halloween costume picked out?
If I had enough friends that were willing, I would like to go as the cast of Cats, the musical.
That's an elaborate costume.
Right. But it's either you have to get elaborate, actually, factually.
Yeah.
Or you just have to go as yourself.
Yeah, I'm not going to work. My wife wants more than anything in the world for me to do a costume, but it's just the expectations for Halloween are insanely high. They can never be met, right? Everything's going to have such a great time. So why not just not do anything and have just as good a time as you would if you spent all the effort and energy into dressing up and going to parties that are lame?
Because it's the anticipation, bro. Think how stoked you are in the hopes that this thing's going to be cool.
I'm a Halloween Grinch. Dress my kids up, push them out the door. And then just sit at home and eat candy out of the bowl with all the lights off.
Yeah, but have you tried going full speed and gotten the dopest costume around? Danny, I remember going to a party with you that was pretty fun.
Yeah, well, we probably... Yes, I do remember that. We committed like a felony or something like that. Yeah. We can't speak of it because it'll be on the record.
Yeah.
You committed a felony at a party?
We got away with it. Let's not bring it up again now. Although statute of limitations might have passed. So
all right, maybe once we stop, we go off the record on this podcast, then you can tell us about it.
Okay.
Yeah. I was telling Nicole this yesterday with Halloween that I feel like because she was saying like, oh, I know you hate Halloween. Does it bother you that Dominic really likes Halloween? I'm like, no, I'm happy that it's for kids.
Yes.
So I'm happy that he likes it. I just don't want to have to be like some grown up and go to parties with other grown ups. Like, it was also fun. I liked Halloween when I was a kid, and I liked it when I was in college and you would go to parties and like people were getting drunk and you would see a lot of people. Some of them were women that you would see at these Halloween parties. And this was fun.
Yeah, tell us
this
more
was
about
fun. But now I'm a grown up who's married. I'm not going to any fun Halloween parties. And so now at this point, I loathe the idea that I have to put on a costume and go to some party with other grown-ups at it. That's not going to be any fun.
Agreed. How come because the grown-ups aren't fun, or what's the part that makes it not fun?
What's the fun side? I'm driving places. I'm there with my wife.
Driving's terrible.
Where is the fun potentially with this?
It's yeah, you make a good point.
Yeah, I don't see the upside.
At least if you are seeing other people with your wife.
Whoa, what do you mean by, what are you getting at, Tyson?
I'm just saying safety in numbers. If claws come out anywhere, like I know that if Rachel and I are having any contention, it's like, get somewhere public.
Oh,
quick.
Oh, you think my wife won't yell at me in front of other people? Is that what you're saying? That's adorable, Tyson.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of something that's truly scary, let me just talk about this this news story that's developing right now. So there was a flight on Friday that was out of Ireland on Aer Lingus Airlines, where they had to be diverted because there was a man on the plane who was rampaging and bit another passenger and then died before the plane even landed. Is this just one of the first signs of, I watched this Fear the Walking Dead and this kind of stuff was happening left and right.
Yeah, that's crazy, dude. I think the moral of the story is anything that sounds like any other kind of Ingus, that's not the type of flight you want to take.
So you think you need to avoid Aer Lingus altogether?
Yeah, Aer Lingus. Yeah, however you pronounce it. Yeah.
Danny, what's the translation of that?
I'll send you an email with some suggestions.
Aer Lingus, I think.
Aer Lingus.
Heir to something.
Yes.
Yeah. So this guy that was on the, he was only 24 years old, that was going crazy and he bit another passenger, but he was with some like 44-year-old woman who was Portuguese, and she had 5 pounds of amphetamine in a suitcase.
See, I read the article all the way through, and I think she was by herself. It was a separate incident.
Yeah.
It just happened to be the most awesome flight you could ever be on.
Oh, so she wasn't the victim of the bite.
No, she was partying in the back with a ton of amphetamines. And he was up front biting people. I mean, it was a party bus.
So they don't know if there's any sort of connection between the woman with all the amphetamines and the guy who was biting people?
Yeah, that's what it said in the article you sent me.
And died?
Yeah. What are the odds?
Is Ireland the new Florida? Or is Florida is to the United States as Ireland is to the world?
I'm sure the English would say that.
It's
Ireland
the Florida
is the Florida
of Europe.
Because I was thinking when I was reading the story, and I wasn't putting that the two were separate incidences, I was thinking that the man maybe had like a Pavlovian dog's attraction to amphetamine. And as she was trying to keep it private, he was going berserko because he knew it was there.
Maybe he was reaching up to put in her overhead baggage and then a bunch of it fell onto his face.
Yeah.
Drove him crazy and he started biting people. Maybe.
Maybe. We'll never know his side of the story.
When I was in college, when I wasn't going to really fun Halloween parties, I used to like at the gas station, you could buy like trucker stuff like that. You could take like that were like amphetamines.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What are they called? They used to
be called like yellow jackets, and they were like colored like a bee.
Yeah, I think some of them even had like a sticker that was like Trucker's Choice.
Yeah.
You know, like how Mountain Dew has the Gamer's Choice. And yeah. They had the Trucker's Choice amphetamines that was just like, yep, over the counter, they're good for you.
Yeah, and it was also like, because it was really good, those amphetamines, because then you wouldn't also be hungry also. So it was like when you were in college and I had no money. And it was like, well, I can't really afford to buy any food.
And amphetamine's only like 25 cents.
Yeah. So it was cheaper to buy amphetamines than to buy food. But I never would then, you know, I feel like amphetamines made you not hungry. So you wouldn't want to bite people. I feel like you'd be, if you were starving, you would bite people.
Yeah, maybe he took it so he wouldn't be enticed by the airplane food.
You don't think like, maybe he had rabies?
Oh, was he foaming at the mouth? That wasn't a detail.
That was, but it was also not a detail.
It's a sound theory.
But yeah. Whatever happened, the guy died before the plane landed.
Which is nuts. They should do some blood tests or something on this guy.
Yeah, this sounds like the beginning of something like Hot Zone or whatever one of those disease movies is.
Yeah. Outbreak.
Yeah, they've got this Fear the Walking Dead webisode that takes place on the plane. But actually, I'm a lot more scared now that I thought that the explanation was like, oh, the guy was just on amphetamines and went crazy. It's like a Flocka type thing. But now that this was an unrelated incident, can somebody explain to me why this guy is 24 years old, biting people on a plane and then dies before the plane lands?
I can't.
What happened to the person who got bit? Did they just let that guy out?
Yeah, I don't know. Did they just be like, oh yeah, that's just a human bite?
This happens all the time to me. Yeah. I got to get home.
Human mouths are almost as clean as dog buttholes, so you should be okay.
So you know this, I don't know what's
going
on. You
know the saying, Rob.
Yeah, I know. But at this point, I think it's, do we have anybody who's watching the show in Ireland? Do we have a person on the street?
I feel like they're probably in a panic right now, trying to, lock
not
down
a panic the- room like at Linda Ronstadt's house.
Yeah, not like that.
Like that. But like this room, this would be a great room to be in. My bolt hole.
Yeah. This would be a perfect. I'm trying to get out of the sun here because
you're getting too tan.
I don't want to get too tan.
It looks like you're being taken up in the rapture. You just become more and more bright. Like you're ascending.
Yeah. The clouds outside are dissipating.
This is revenge for on Saturday when you were talking about how I looked so pasty in the light.
You did look pasty.
So now I have to look. How pasty do I look?
Yeah, that's angelic.
Translucent. That's how bright it is. All right. So hopefully we have some more updates on this. And then there was another zombie related your bad story over the weekend. So in the real Florida, not the Ireland of the United States, in the real Florida, they had ZombieCon over the weekend where 20,000 people were expected to be dressed like zombies.
Doesn't sound too out of the ordinary right now.
Yeah. And so they had everybody dressed up like zombies and the theme was like the 80s and they had 80s zombies and then everything was going good until somebody brought a gun and started to open fire on the zombies.
It's every gun enthusiast's dream.
Yeah, it is. To shoot a room full of nerds.
No. He's just waiting for zombies. That's why they sell ammunition with pictures of zombies on it.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. They hate zombies.
It's some video footage from ZombieCon. But yeah, it was down in Florida started on Friday. And then I guess on Saturday night that somebody started shooting at the people dressed up as zombies.
Yeah. For the record, News AF here, we do not condone the shooting of people dressed as zombies.
Yes.
No, thank you for that. The shooting of actual factual zombies.
Yes, that's true. Good point, Tyson. So the person who shot at these people has not been found yet, but is it possible that there was just confusion? Could the person then say that nobody told me it was fake zombies?
Yeah. Maybe he was on Spice or Flocka or whatever Aer Lingus guy had.
Nobody told me it was fake zombies all eating brunch and talking about The Walking Dead at one of the fancy hotels downtown.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if there was that many people at the fancy hotels.
I don't think I would go trick-or-treating in Florida at the moment. Maybe ever.
I mean, it's almost like a scene out of a movie where, then like people are already dressed like zombies, already are like walking like dressed like Walking Dead. And then something bad happens there and then you can't really tell what's going on.
That's correct. So you're saying that if a real zombie outbreak happened during a ZombieCon conference, chaos,
it would be very meta.
It'd be impossible.
Yeah. You would have to blast everybody.
I don't know what they would do.
Like, have you ever seen Zombieland?
Yes.
Bill Murray, Zombieland?
Yes. So the real people went to ZombieCon that were real zombies? Is that what they did?
The reverse of that.
So I don't know what's going on there, but there's something crazy going on right now. I don't know if it's just that Halloween or what, but we got people on airplanes biting people. You got people shooting people at ZombieCon.
Yeah, it's a sign of the times.
Out of control. Yeah, it's out of control. Did people go to ZombieCon as like Daryl Dixon's and stuff like that?
Who's Daryl Dixon?
He's the guy with the crossbow on The Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah.
yeah, that's a good question.
Or was everybody a zombie? Because what I read was they were all dressed like 1980s zombies. So especially then you would think that's not real. I mean, if it was a latter day zombie like now, you would think, oh, that's really creepy. But a zombie from the 80s.
I'm going to look up a 1980s zombie because I have no idea what that means.
And I'll do an impression of a 1980s zombie.
Yeah, what?
Ooh, they're gruesome.
Brains.
So you feel like the 1980s zombies is more likely to speak than a modern day zombie?
Well, they can only say brains.
Hmm.
Brains.
Yeah, I feel like the Walking Dead type zombies are not so much looking for brains. They just want to eat anything. They're not so much looking for brains.
Human flesh.
Yeah, they'll go eat anything.
So I did an image search for 1980s zombie, and they actually look like pretty good zombies.
Hmm.
Better than Walking Dead zombies?
Pretty similar, pretty gruesome.
Is there any videos?
Lots of pictures, and for some reason in the image search, there's also lots of half-naked women. So,
oh boy.
Oh, wait.
So what search that term. 1980 zombies or zombie.
So we'll save that for another day. Go into that. Yeah, Danny, I know you're a big video gamer. Do you feel like you're especially prepared for a zombie apocalypse because you've played so much Halo?
Well, because you work the thumb so hard, I'm really especially good at gouging eyes out because these have been strengthened by the controller. So
is that what you need to for zombie stuff?
In case you don't have a weapon or a machete or a shovel, you just put that in there. So yes, I've the controller strength.
What if you have an open wound on your thumb though?
Tape them over. Duct tape both thumbs.
Wear gloves. Okay.
Yeah. Wear gloves. Yeah, exactly. It's like a zombie condom if you're murdering them with your hands.
Okay.
Gloves.
It's zombie con. That's it. That's not, not, there's no other part of it. It's zombie con. It's what it's called.
Yeah.
All right. Then we always like to talk about what's going on in social media. And so there is a Australian fast food restaurant called Chicken Treat. Tyson, in your world travels to Australia, did you ever eat a Chicken Treat?
No, I ate at Hungry Jack's, which is what they call Burger King there.
Yeah.
Is it the same thing?
What do they call a quarter pounder with cheese at Hungry Jack's?
That's a McDonald's sandwich.
Oh.
They still have the Whopper, though.
I thought this is like Pulp Fiction for a second.
Yeah, it's Royale.
So at Chicken Treat, I don't know, it appears to be like some sort of like Australian Chick-fil-A. So they are trying something new with their social media. They are going to have a chicken named Betty the Chicken who is going to be doing their social media on Twitter. And Betty the Chicken has been tweeting for them for the last couple days.
Has she come up with anything funny?
No, it's not anything like wacky, like, hey, I'm Betty the Chicken. Come on, come on into Chicken Treat, but why don't you get the burger? The chicken is just like tapping on the keyboard and typing in random nonsense.
I like that. I think that's a good idea. It's easy, it's simple, and people know what's going on.
See, it reminds me, there's an episode in The Simpsons. Remember he has the monkeys writing a book?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Remember?
1,000 monkeys in a room writing the great American novel.
The infinite monkey theorem, which is that if you get monkeys typing for a long, long time, eventually they'll write some book or something. So it's kind of like stealing that idea.
Yeah. So maybe they just need more chickens.
Yeah, more than one. She's typed bum. That's her only word so far, right? Bum.
Bum?
But it has to be a five-letter word for it to get into the record books.
Oh, wow. So they're just going to keep her going until they get this five letters up.
And don't worry, guys. They cleared this with the animal rights groups of Australia before putting this chicken to work.
Yeah.
Well, how much are they paying this chicken?
That's a good question. What's the compensation? Grain?
Yeah. Huh.
I don't know. Maybe could they just put like a bunch of grain on the keyboard, just like sprinkle it all over the keys?
Yeah, and I wondered if they were trying to manipulate the bird's writing by putting grain on certain letters in hopes that it would do it in order, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking they were having a keyboard, like a giant keyboard that took over, encompassed the entire floor of the chicken's room. And then they just so it was just hopping around, and as it jumped around, it was just hitting buttons and stuff.
Now, a couple things here about the chicken that's tweeting. One, I don't know how the chicken is getting the hashtag chicken tweet into every tweet. That I still don't understand.
Yeah, I think that would get at the record right there. It's doing hashtags.
They've overlooked that.
And yeah, and then two, I don't know how the chicken is hitting send. Because one, if it's like from a smartphone, the chicken does not have thumbs and is not good with its thumbs like Danny.
No.
And then two, if it's like a keyboard, does it use a mouse? I don't understand how the chicken is sending the chicken tweets.
Way to be skeptical. Yeah, we should be skeptical of these types of articles.
Now, on the other hand, is the chicken predisposed to Twitter because it's very poultry based, right?
Yeah, bird related.
Hello, little bird. Tweet, 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 tweet.
What they should do for their logo is just modify the Twitter bird logo to be more of a chicken with like feet and stuff.
Yeah.
I think that'd be really clever.
They should just have a keyboard made out of corn, right? That'd probably produce more entertaining results. Corn keyboard? Yeah. I mean, we use corn for everything else.
Yeah,
why not
keyboard? Made of corn, I thought.
Yeah. Probably keyboards are already made of corn.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Now, will other fast food restaurants follow suit and have other animals tweeting?
You're thinking like lobster at Red Lobster.
I would be interested in the lobster tweets.
Lobster tweets sound delicious.
Amazing.
Yeah,
I feel like you'd have to get a waterproof keyboard. Panda Express would be another good one.
Yeah, Panda, that'd be beautiful.
Those big paws, just like mash, mash, mash.
But you can make a giant keyboard, a panda-sized keyboard.
That's true.
Panda paws.
Panda-sized keyboard would be good. I mean, chicken tweets have been exploding. Like these tweets are getting retweeted also. Like I'm looking
like at how many?
Like
how many retweets?
Well, the last one from 8 hours ago was retweeted 159 times.
That's a strong.
That is.
It's a strong tweet, but it's not astronomical.
The strong retweet.
Sad for everybody else out there who's a human and doesn't get
getting less than that.
Yeah. Now, Tyson, have you considered having Bergen tweet for you for a day and have baby tweets?
I haven't, but I am now.
Yeah.
You'd do well to do that.
I will. My next tweet will be from Bergen.
All right. Well, so Bergen is going to tweet for Tyson, have a whole day and just have hashtag Bergen tweets.
Yeah. Okay. I'm doing it.
Now, things can go particularly well if you get a chicken tweeting for you. But over at IHOP, they should have gone with a chicken tweeting for them because they tried to get fancy on social media and they wanted to get hip and edgy. And they've been trying to tweet a lot of different things to make people think that they're cool. And unfortunately, it has backfired badly for IHOP. First off, are you guys big IHOP fans?
When I was poor.
Yeah.
Well, so now you're now wealthy, Danny.
So I can eat at McDonald's.
Yeah.
I've moved up in the world.
Tyson, you were saying that you don't like McDonald's all day breakfast. You prefer all day breakfast at IHOP.
Yeah, I do, but I don't really go there that much.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe Waffle House.
All right. So that IHOP has been trying for a while now to get hip and edgy on their social media. They had tweeted a few months ago that their pancakes are on fleek.
Okay. I don't even know what that means. I saw that. I didn't. What's that
means? That means they're cool.
IHOP is hipper than I am.
Yeah,
which is sad because their signs are from like 1975.
Yeah, they haven't updated their stores.
They had previously tweeted, "Pancakes, you look good. Won't you back that stack up?" So they were getting a lot of retweets and favorites on that.
Not bad. That's not bad. Yeah.
Yeah. Then they had also tweeted, "Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my fork down, flip it, and reverse it." So again,
I like that. It sounds like they're actually doing pretty good.
They're doing pretty good. Then a couple of weeks ago, they tweeted with pancakes. "D's are nuts." Okay, things were going good.
That's good.
Did people like that? Did people like the D's are nuts one?
Yeah, but it did okay. It got that 1,499 retweets. So again, better than the chicken still.
Yeah.
But then this weekend, they came out with a tweet. They had a stack of pancakes and they said, "Flat, but has a great personality." And a lot of people are like, "What are you trying to say, IHOP?"
Okay. And people were upset by this.
Yeah. Because it seems like they were trying to make a joke about that the
bosom size.
Yeah. Right? Well, it's like, you know, has a flat chest, but a great personality.
Yeah. Well, the other one is making references to, you know, grinding all up on the back end of a stack of pancakes.
And then this caused then another tweet from previous to also get brought up in terms of that they had another one with a stack of pancakes that said, "This butterface we all know and love." And so now people are feeling like, is IHOP
another one?
Is IHOP sexist?
Well, the person operating their Twitter account might be.
Yeah, it could be that they're saying that maybe IHOP is sexist and misogynist.
Paul, our friend Paul, was saying that they should have gone instead of with the flat and spectacular. No, the flat and good personality. They should have gone with they're real and they're spectacular.
Yeah,
but then it wouldn't have made reference to the fact that they're flat. So no, I think
big boobs aren't offensive.
Yeah.
So
this is my favorite part. Is this response right here from Hot Food Ma? My seven beautiful sons saw this tweet and asked me what it means. What do I tell them? They are all in their 30s. That's so great. I laughed out loud when I read that the first time.
They're all in their 30s.
So anyway, so IHOP is getting in a lot of people are getting at least outrage, or at least, you know, feigning outrage that they had to come back and tweet this morning or last night. Earlier today, we tweeted something dumb and immature that does not reflect what IHOP stands for. We're sorry. So IHOP has now come out and apologized for their wacky tweets. And so
are we not going to get any more of those?
No, I think that's over.
No, that's too bad.
Dang.
I mean, obviously, I don't like the sexist, misogynistic tweets.
Not the last ones, but the first or the earlier ones, like the Missy Elliott lyrics, were great.
So it's over. It's over. The IHOP, you know, social media push of 2015 is over. So, should IHOP even be in this game in the first place? Are people going to IHOP because IHOP is tweeting crazy things?
That's a good question. I'm not at all enticed to go to IHOP because of those tweets.
Yeah, but let's say that you were on the road somewhere and the restaurant attached to the hotel you're staying at was an IHOP, and then across the street was a Denny's.
I feel like the odds of being bitten by another person are higher in Denny's, but not much lower at IHOP.
Than IHOP. Really? Why? Yeah. Is IHOP classier than Denny's?
Well, have you ever gone to IHOP early in the morning?
I don't know if I've ever been there early in the morning.
Well, go.
I've been to Denny's early in the morning.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah,
maybe a little rougher crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you feel like IHOP is like a little bit of like a higher, you know, clientele.
It's Wendy's and Denny's is McDonald's.
So with these restaurants, I mean, do we need IHOP to be having cool tweets? I mean, I kind of feel like that it's just IHOP. I don't know why they are trying so hard to be cool.
Well, I think that it can get them a lot of publicity, you know, like how like you see those Facebook things sometimes when somebody makes a joke about McDonald's and McDonald's actually gets on and is like, "Hey, pal, whatever." And everybody's like, "Oh, McDonald's owned them so hard."
Cool, yeah.
Yeah. I think that it can help. Yeah.
It's such a dangerous game, though. I kind of feel like that. Yeah, it works out good like 10% of the time. But I feel like there's at least like a 30-40% chance that eventually it's just going to blow up in your face like this IHOP of, you know, flat but a great personality. Ultimately, I just kind of feel like they're all just playing like Russian roulette every single tweet. And eventually one of them is going to be bad.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, if you're trying to just dance on the edge of what's appropriate, eventually you're going to go over, right?
Yeah, but because you come out with an apology.
You're stoked. Yeah, that's why you always have an apology tweet somewhere just right near the window where you're tweeting.
Do you think that this actually hurt IHOP, though? Because you said it probably didn't help them. Does it hurt them?
It's a good question. So do you think that ultimately this is a net positive for IHOP? Like, there's nobody, and again, maybe tell us if you're...
You think
like,
women with flat chests are now avoiding IHOP? Is
or,
that...
Or any women who are out there who are saying, like, I'm done with IHOP. That was a bridge too far, that tweet.
Yeah. How many patrons of IHOP actually use Twitter? That would be something.
That's a good question. they're going for a new clientele.
Our friend Brittany says that she loves when products tweet funny things. And she said she's actually switched companies because one was more flirtatious on Twitter than the other.
Whoa.
So it works.
That could go either way. I don't think you want all of your products on Twitter being flirtatious with you.
It makes you feel good. I mean, even if you're not into them flirting with you, it's still like a boost to your ego.
Yeah.
Unless you're flat chested.
Well, the pancake thing, the flat but has a great personality, is like so stupid because one, it doesn't even make sense in terms of personality of the pancakes. And two, like it's not even an expression, flat but has a great personality.
Yeah, it's usually they ask, is she pretty? And you say she has a great personality.
Yeah.
But I feel like that you say, you know, or it would be like, not cute, but has a great, like, I feel like the flat and great personality, I just feel like that those two things are never really combined with in any speech. I don't know what IHOP was trying to pull there.
But enough people understood it still to get upset.
I understood it.
Yeah.
And I saw.
I get it. I guess so. But so we'll see if anybody's going to follow suit. Should IHOP just seem if they can just get a chicken or like a waffle maker to be tweeting?
Yeah.
It's a safe bet, unless it types the F word.
Yeah.
Oh,
that would be good if we could get that going. All right. So do either of you guys volunteer to be the new social media person for IHOP?
Okay. How much does it pay?
I don't know. Probably not that much.
Never mind.
Can I tweet once every 6 months? Is that an option?
Yeah. So we'll see if what IHOP is going to be like. So for any of our listeners, please follow along on... Well, you don't have to follow IHOP, but let us know if anything else wacky breaks. Yeah,
we're not encouraging people to or to not follow IHOP.
Yeah, we
have
no...
make your own. Yeah.
We have no skin in the game on that one. If you want to follow them or not. Speaking of fast food, we talked about the Burger King black bun recently. McDonald's is having a test balloon of their own in China where they're trying out a gray bun on a burger. Danny, when you were in China, did you get the sense people were longing for a gray bun?
It's just going to fit right in. Plus, no one looks at their poo because it goes straight down that hole that you're squatted over. So you'll never, ever see what color it is.
Yeah.
Plus, diarrhea is rampant, so it's hard to say what caused the diarrhea. And so it's a great place to test it. Maybe not a good representation of how it will be played in the rest of the world, but it's a good test market.
Lots of what people. Percent of bread would you say is gray in China anyways? Because I know it's shocking to us here in the States.
Well, when I first went to China, I had this whole like, I'm going to be so culturally immersed. I'm going to eat their food. And then right before I went home, I was eating McDonald's every other day.
Hmm.
And so mostly I think expats would be eating the gray bun hamburger and they would eat it without complaint because it's so much better than the Chinese food.
What's expats? Expats are Americans in China?
People living and working, you know,
out of their country.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. You've never heard that before?
No. Is it only China or is it all countries?
It's all countries. All so if you moved somewhere, you would be considered an expat if you were living foreign.
Expat.
Wow. Yeah. An expatriate.
Yeah. No, I get that. I get what it's short for.
Yeah. Well, I just want to make sure because maybe our listeners at News AF actually factually didn't realize.
Well, I thought Chinese food was all going to be PF Chang's, right? I was so
excited. Yeah, dude,
I was
stoked.
500 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that giant panda has been tweeting about it.
Yeah.
Could I get a Kung Pao? You just switch between the Kung Pao shrimp, chicken, or pork.
Yeah, but Tyson can attest it's not PF Chang's. And he didn't even go to like local places that I was forced to eat at. So.
I went to a couple. Remember we tried that place in Beijing where the guy was super sweaty and spit when he talked right into our food?
Wait, you guys went to China together?
Danny lives there.
Yeah, and Tyson visited me.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I visited Tyson every year he lived in Europe. So
correct.
We have a thing.
Yeah. We've been on a lot of vacations together.
So that you went to go visit Danny in China?
Yes,
like,
correct.
Wow. Like, I feel like if I had a friend that was in, I don't know, like New Mexico, I'd be like, well, I wish someday I could go visit you, but maybe probably never. Probably never. It's like,
I'd rather go to China than New Mexico.
To get on a Southwest flight and get over there? Come on.
Yeah, but what about if it was China?
Go see the Great Wall, right?
Yeah, we went and saw the Great Wall. We went to Shanghai.
Yeah.
We got on the maglev train that drives 300 miles an hour. Yeah. And then we got on the high-speed train from Shanghai to Beijing that traveled 200 miles an hour. It was like a 1,000-mile journey in 5 hours.
Wow.
Believe it.
And you guys just ate McDonald's the whole time?
Most of the time, because the other guy we were with didn't want anything but McDonald's.
So gray buns would not have stopped me. I would still have eaten at McDonald's every other day.
What will the IHOP version of social media be for promoting the gray buns? Can they get that guy that was working for IHOP on working at McDonald's?
I think he's got a job some kind of for zombie him. Butt reference.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll see. Do you think that that will ultimately make it to the United States? Because the Burger King Black Bun Burger, I feel like we were talking about it in the spring, was like, oh, did you see what Burger King is doing in China? They've got a burger with a black bun. And then it was here. So do you think that we will ultimately see that McDonald's gray bun burger make its way here?
I don't think so. I think that, I think the gray is pushing it. And especially when the black bun didn't really get that much of a, it didn't get that much of a positive feedback, did it?
I don't know.
Was there anybody that was like, I love, that's my favorite hamburger of all time?
I think some people that listened to it, definitely. I think that people, it seemed like more people were trying it out because they wanted to see what happened next.
Do people like the McRib more than the black bun?
Oh, people love the McRib. McRib is like, people get like pumped up for, oh, your McRib is back?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. They put billboards out and people line up in droves.
McRib is pretty delicious, I have to say.
I've had it.
You don't seem impressed.
It's okay. It's kind of weird. Like, it's like a giant chicken McNugget made out of pork.
Yeah. Well, and the problem is?
It's not a problem. It's just like,
I always feel like it's weird that they have a pickle on it, though.
Yeah. But that's whoever invented it in the 50s was like, this is the way to go.
Mr. McRib.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you want to see the black hamburger again? Is it still available?
No, I don't like things that have a lot of food coloring. Like, I know, like, on St. Patrick's Day, people are always trying to get you to eat like green stuff, like eat a green bagel. Like, and I don't want to. I don't want to eat things that are different colors than they're supposed to be.
But when you were a kid, would you have like green eggs and ham or something?
I don't think I would have been particularly interested, but maybe that just speaks to what kind of kid I was also. But I don't think I would really be pumped up for eating. Like, if you like on Easter, I like to dye the outside of the egg. That would be fun. But I don't want to eat like an egg that's actually green.
Okay. Well, so, to each their own, I guess. I actually, I'm also that way, but do you know that regular hamburgers probably have food coloring in them too?
Oh, really? That's a bummer.
It sounds like you don't care that bad.
No, I mean, I do care, but no, I guess I don't care that much.
I mean, they probably bleach the bun.
Yeah.
And then they probably add red food coloring to the patty before they cook it. So when if you see a patty, you're like, oh, that looks so healthy, when it's actually gray.
Mm-hmm.
But I could be wrong.
Yeah. All right, Tyson, let's talk about something else that's going on. Have you gotten a lot of parking tickets, Tyson?
I've gotten some parking tickets, yes.
How many?
And they're infuriating. they are really
infuriating.
Were
you breaking the law, though?
Yeah, but I didn't know it at the time because the signs weren't placed where I was parked. So where I parked this whole street, there was no parking like between a certain time, or it was like a half hour parking or something like that. And they only had the sign on one entry of the street. So if you entered from the other side, you didn't even see the sign. So I got a ticket and I fought it for a while. And finally, I just paid it because it was $20, but I was pretty upset. And then me and Danny, when we were road tripping through Europe, I got a parking ticket in Budapest because I couldn't understand any of the signs. They were all in Hungarian.
Yeah.
And so I just ignored them all, but I also ignored the ticket because I was like, I don't even have any goulashes in my bank account to pay this parking ticket.
Yeah. How do you have your license? We is like with on the rental car and they have your license and they could bust you for that?
They can, but if you're going foreign, it's more difficult as long as you don't go back into the country and get caught for stuff. I think they try to, they're getting more and more intelligent about being able to issue speeding tickets and stuff in foreign countries, but it's still a little difficult.
All right. Well, Tyson, there's a mobile app that might be able to help you. It's called Fixed. And what it does is that you scan a ticket after you get it for parking tickets and other traffic citations. And then it goes ahead and like scans it, like looking for errors that could invalidate the ticket.
Wow. How does that even work?
Well, I guess that there's probably like a lot of like technicalities where you gotta get off like, oh, that guy didn't cross a T, so now this ticket is invalidated, or wow. he forgot to check this box, so this ticket doesn't work. And so ultimately, you can scan the ticket and then it can fight the ticket for you like you were trying to do. However, that okay. three different cities, San Francisco, Oakland, and L.A., are blocking the app.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Sounds like Big Brother's really got a stranglehold on us.
Stranglehold.
Here.
So somebody's trying to disrupt the system and they're getting shut down. Is this a good thing or a bad thing, Tyson?
It's a terrible thing.
Yes.
I think it's really bad. You've got to let, I mean, even if, first of all, really, are you giving out that many tickets that are not correct?
Yeah.
That, I mean, that's how I felt. My one ticket was where I didn't see the sign. I was like, you don't have a sign on both sides of the street. I came in this way. There's no signs anywhere. And if I had come in from the other side, I would have seen the sign. So, yeah. So I think that that's real garbage.
Yeah. So what's going on is that if you already had the app, you can still use it, but you can't. And they're not taking new customers.
The app isn't?
Yes.
So I couldn't download it now.
I well, maybe you could because you're not in one of those cities.
Right. So you put your zip code in. So why don't they just put someone else's zip code in?
I'm not sure. Again, this is more people trying to
feel like there's a workaround now.
That being said, though, I mean, is it a net good thing or a bad thing that we have parking tickets? I kind of feel like that there's a good reason why we have the parking tickets, like a jet
parking ticket. But if they're giving them out when they shouldn't be, that's a bad thing.
Yeah, but I kind of feel like if people are doing stuff that they're not supposed to, but they're getting off on technicalities, I feel like that's a net negative.
Yeah, but it could also teach the system to be a little more lenient.
So they need to get an app for the police officers and the traffic cops to write tickets. So they need
all the technicalities are just mishaps with the writing of the ticket. It's not like, oh, they were actually not doing something illegal.
Yeah, it's like whatever the technicalities are in terms of like how they filled it out. And then, you know, I think you also take a picture of the sign also so they can sort of like see if there's any like if there's any loopholes where you can get out of
discrepancies.
Yeah.
See, I'm fine with that.
You're fine with it.
I think the system needs to be challenged.
OK, you want to challenge the system. You want to be a muckraker.
Well, I feel like the system a lot of times does things wrong and they're just so powerful that it's like, yeah, we probably did, but you're still going to have to pay that.
The bureaucracy.
Bureaucracy, the fat cats.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it if it's helping people that are innocent become, you know, free of any sort of penalty. But I don't like the idea that the people like, I feel like there's a lot of like sneaky Pete's out there who are going to be like, you know, parking illegally and getting away with it now.
Well, you're probably going to get both, but that's how everything is. Like if you offer something helpful to people, a lot of people end up misusing that.
Yeah. So what's better or worse? Is it better to be, you know, some innocent people are having to pay tickets, but we're getting more bad guys, or innocent people are all getting off, but we're a lot of bad guys. We're missing that.
No, I think it's the latter, because then it teaches the system to be more professional in whatever ways they need to be to make sure that the tickets are correct.
Okay.
There's a law. And if the people who are enforcing the law aren't following the laws that were set when they issue the tickets by not crossing a T or whatever technicality it may be, that's written somewhere.
Are you going to download this app, Tyson?
No, because I don't get parking tickets. I don't get them anymore.
If you got one, would you download the app?
Yeah. If I got one and I felt like I was wronged, I would download the
app. Yeah, I don't get parking tickets either because I don't leave my house.
Yeah, that's about how I am. But if you got a parking ticket and you felt that you were wronged, would you download the app?
Yeah, I think I would. Especially like, you know, if anything, it's going to be like my wife gets a parking ticket and it's like, oh, there was no sign. It was not, they didn't even say anything.
Okay.
Like, really? There was no sign anywhere and they just gave you a ticket? There was nothing.
I feel like what would happen is you would get yelled at for some reason.
By the police or by my wife?
Maybe both.
Yeah. All right.
See, so now you were saying how you don't really necessarily think this is a great thing. And now you're saying you would use it if you needed it.
Yeah, because then I would have to, if my wife was saying that I needed to fight the ticket for her, then I would definitely have to go to battle for her.
Okay. Yeah, no matter what.
All right. Well, let me bring you guys one last news story. And a lot of people are talking about this. You know, we have these amazing space telescopes where we can see stuff all over the place. And scientists, they're finding new planets all the time and they're finding new stars all the time. But there is a star that they found which has sort of started to freak people out, because that the light is sort of like going in and out, and they feel like, okay, well, maybe it's a new star where that's sort of common for that to happen. But this star is not a new star. It is an older star, and nobody can figure out what could potentially be blocking the light occasionally from this star. And scientists, some people are speculating that perhaps there is a giant alien structure which is siphoning the energy from this star. Some people are theorizing it could be a Dyson sphere. All right, Tyson. Could this be a Dyson alien megastructure, Tyson?
No.
No.
Oh, just discount it like that.
I'm hopeful. It would be pretty exciting, but I think there's far simpler answers than an alien megastructure.
Well, what do you think it could be? Like
maybe it's like clouds,
alien mega banana republic.
Yeah, I think it's not a mega structure. I think it's more maybe like a super mall.
Yeah.
Or a
express.
Yeah.
Well, but one of the most popular theories that Tyson would probably jump onto is the one that it's got a huge comet field around it, right? Which causes the irregular dimming.
It's clouded by something. Correct. Yeah,
exactly. So. But I like to believe that it's probably a Dyson sphere, which showed up in a Star Trek episode.
Yes, when Scotty came back.
Yeah. So I like to think that someone's harnessing the power of that sun in order to power spacecraft to come here and to
rule us,
possibly rule us and probe us simultaneously.
Oh, no.
Human USB.
Oh, yep. No.
Yeah.
Look, I don't know necessarily if it means that. I think it's sort of like arrogant for us to think just because there's an alien megastructure around this star, it means that the aliens are like next stop here. It's almost like sort of like, you know, if you had like binoculars and you could see like oh, some famous person is building like a mansion down there. I bet they're sort of getting ready for me to come over or to come visit me. Like, not necessarily. Like, just because there's stuff going on over there doesn't mean it has anything to do with us.
Well, and if they can harness the power of a star by building a Dyson sphere, we probably look pretty primate to them. Like, yeah, they might not even be interested in coming over here.
They're probably scared because they're like, oh, they chomp each other's faces on airplanes.
Yeah, we're right. Like those monkeys on 2012 that are like smashing the bones. Like, that's how they view us.
Yeah. Okay,
they're
well,
disgusted with us.
Yeah, but yeah, that should freak everybody out, though, I think, if ultimately they find out what's going on. Do you think that all of humanity, though, will get along better if there are aliens discovered?
Yes, I do. Right? Instead of all, you know, nation, we're all, you know, in a nation together. Now we're in a world together. Now we have an exterior, an existential threat that everybody can get behind to try and fight. I think it would be a good team building exercise.
So we could, you think this is a government conspiracy creating the illusion of aliens so that world peace is finally.
I wasn't saying that, but I think that's probably a good idea. Could, if the world governments got together and decided to approximate alien or news or at least get the word out there like, hey, the aliens are here. Wouldn't everybody get together? Could that solve the issues in the Middle East?
I think we've learned a lot from the movie Independence Day starring
Bill Pullman
and the Fresh Prince.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think that, yeah, you saw the world band together and then the actual president of the United States flew the plane, if I'm not mistaken.
He flew a plane. Yeah.
See?
Well, that's pretty good.
Oh, beautiful. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
And then do the aliens need to be attacking us, or could they just exist for this to work? Like, if it was just like, hey, everybody, we found 100% proof the aliens are here, would everybody get along, or do the aliens have to attack first?
I think even if they were just like minor threats or something, then that would probably be enough. Or you could make up the minor threats and just be like, oh, the aliens are here and they want to dump their garbage in the Pacific Ocean.
Would that, like, you late. Think that would bother people? I feel like that would not really, people wouldn't get too upset about that.
I think people would, because that's our ocean to dump stuff in.
Yeah. It's our planet's toilet.
Yeah.
Let them go find their own planet's toilet.
Yeah, they could go somewhere else and find it if they need to.
All right, Venus, well, is, they just dump it into Venus.
Yeah, well, we will follow this alien megastructure story and see if we have any updates on this. This is definitely going to be something that we will continue to monitor here on our actual factual news, a.k.a. News AF.
Yeah,
News AF. Short. Keeping it short. All right. Anything else that you guys wanted to make sure we hit on this week?
Yeah, well, I heard you guys talking about video games.
Oh, yeah. Danny, are you excited for Halo 5 to come out?
Well, I have a video game story. I was playing yesterday, and someone sent me an invitation, right, to play with them, and I accidentally accepted it. So all of a sudden, I was being joined into a team of strangers, and rather than just play with the team of strangers, I turned off my Xbox and walked away.
Okay. Danny is so...
I just didn't want to have to talk to him, and I was so stressed out that I just accepted a stranger's invitation that rather than just, you know, be a normal person, I just turned off my Xbox.
Yeah.
Thus, just severed the line right there.
Danny is, he's so adverse to strangers that he, even virtually, he will avoid them. Yeah. What's up, Adam?
Let's bring in a call from Adam, who's dialing in. Adam, do you got any news for us?
From Australia?
Yeah, well, it's the future over here, Rob, so we can wish you a happy birthday.
Oh, thank you very much, Adam. I appreciate that.
Hey. Oh, yeah. Happy birthday, Rob. I didn't know it was your birthday.
Yes.
Tomorrow?
I just wanted to ask, seeing as Back to the Future, the actual day is going to be on Wednesday, are you having anything to sort of celebrate Back to the Future finally coming into existence? And Tyson or Danny, what's been your experiences with the movie and that kind of thing?
Are you guys celebrating Back to the Future Day on Wednesday?
I'm going to start wearing my jean pockets popped out of my pants,
and two ties.
And Tyson has the shoes, those high tops.
Yeah, I have. Right? You already like have $60 trillion on those shoes. And what else do they have? The self-inflating puffer jacket or something? I forget.
Are you going to hydrate a pizza?
I'm definitely going to hydrate a pizza.
And is the hoverboard coming out soon? I saw something about a hoverboard.
I heard that they already have them, but the government won't let us use them. Yes, too dangerous.
Stupid government.
So is this how the future, Adam, is this how the future is going to be determined? Is that a movie comes out saying that this is the year that all this happened, and then humankind strives to invent everything that was in that movie so that it can actually come to pass in the future?
We should make a movie about what it's like in the year 2040, and then it will just become beloved by 2040, and we'll just make a lot of money by then.
Yeah, okay. And all of the things we want will be written into the movie so that by 2040 we'll get them.
Yeah. Adam, is that chicken a big deal in Australia? Is everybody talking about the chicken that's tweeting?
No one's talking about the chicken that's tweeting.
What about IHOP? It is an international house of pancakes. Do you have that there?
We don't have IHOP here. It's not truly international. And I've been to IHOP and I love pancakes, and we need some pancakes coming over here.
Even like flat ones?
Yeah, even flat ones. Okay. All right. Flat ones without personality. They're fine.
With personality.
With personality. Oh, okay.
But you're even willing to go for a flat pancake without personality.
No, I just want a pancake.
Yeah, any kind is good for you.
Yeah. All right. Thanks. Adam, thanks so much for the call.
Cheers. Have a great one, guys. See ya.
I have a flat pizza without hydration at my house that's just ready to go for a Wednesday.
Ready to get hydrated.
That already exists. Isn't there some dehydrated pizza meal you can heat up or with water or something somewhere? That's got to already be a thing.
I think you're thinking of astronaut pizza.
Yeah, exactly.
Never becomes unfreeze dried.
Is that what they have on the alien megastructure?
Yeah, the alien megastructure has freeze dried pizzas.
They're coming here for our water so they can hydrate all those pizzas.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Because what's the hashtag for this episode?
News AF.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, it's gotta be News AF.
Good. All right. So to kick it off, because we're going to, news actual factual is too long for a hashtag.
Yeah, News Actual Factual, which is the actual name of the show.
Yeah.
Far too long. So we got to, you know, dumb it down, but shorten it a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. And so then we will start off. If you were listening to this and wondering where to go to get the future editions of the News AF podcast, you can go to our new website, which we are going to be launching, or at least our URL, newsaf.news.
How do you like that, Danny? Yeah.
I love it.
I knew you would.
I'm just distracted. My kid's in here with no pants, and it looks like he's just been putting his face in some kind of booger cake.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll let Danny jump into that. You can follow Danny on Twitter. He's at Danny Bryson, Bryson. Of course, you can follow at Tyson Apostle.
Tyson.
Yeah. Looking forward to hearing what you guys have to say in the comments on robisawebsite.com. And until next week, take care, everybody. Bye.
Bye.